In every town, there is always someone who is the pulse, the heartbeat of the town. Mr. Boys is that person. Her finishing school is a place where young ladies and gentlemen go to learn etiquette, but learn so much more. Now, let's go to Mr. Boys' finishing school. Betty, Coretta, Marlene, Antoinette Dubois is sweeping the front room of the finishing school. Miss Dubois is getting ready to interview a new assistant.
Woo! This sweeping making the lady get the vapors. What time is that gal supposed to be here?
Miss Dubois look at her calendar and see she has about an hour and a half before her appointment.
Haven't had this much time on my hands since 64. Well, I might as well make good use of this time.
Miss Dubois walks through the halls of the finishing school and reminisces over the past. Miss Dubois goes into the storage room and pulls out a picture album.
Mercy, I was so thin then. I was probably hungry too. Oh, finishing school, you've been good to me.
The phone rings. Miss Dubois runs to the phone. Her appointment requests an earlier meeting.
Hello, Miss Dubois, finishing school where finishing is a way of life.
Hi, Miss Dubois. I am only a few blocks from you and wanted to know if I could come early for my interview. This is such an honor to be interviewed with you. I really want to work with you, and I really...
Baby, breathe. How long will it take to get here?
I'm like maybe 39 feet from your door. Did I tell you I love math and I'm great on computers?
Baby, walk slow. I'll be here waiting for you.
Miss Dubois hangs up the phone, takes a big gulp of water, and awaits the whirlwind that is about to enter her life. A bright and excited young lady comes through the door and totally catches Miss Dubois off guard. Her spunkiness reminds Miss Dubois of herself many years ago.
Hi, Miss Dubois. I'm Shirley Josephine Watkins. You know, I really can't believe I'm here. I would be a great asset to you. Here's my resume.
Miss Dubois takes the resume and takes Shirley's hand.
Baby, do inhale while talking? You don't have to learn to give your brain and mouth the rest. Now, let's start this interview over. Walk back to the door.
Shirley gets up and walks to the door. She walks back and sits in front of Miss Dubois. Miss Dubois slowly puts on her glasses.
Now, you have a degree in hotel hospitality management. You graduated magna cum laude from Morgan State. What have you done for extracurricular activities?
Shirley drops her head. Miss Dubois takes the cue. They go and tour the school. As the two women enter the hallway, there is a rich history of excellence on the walls.
As you can see, we boast a very distinctive flair with our cotillions. Most of our young ladies come from pretty well-to-do households. We do have some who come in our program on scholarship.
Shirley looks inquisitively at Miss Dubois.
You have a scholarship? I thought this was a snooty school.
Honey, just because you think you have arrived doesn't mean you don't help someone else.
Shirley seems to be in disbelief about Miss Dubois. Then she speaks.
Miss Dubois, I always heard you were
a hard-nosed, uncaring, no-nonsense witch.
Among other things, yes.
The two ladies go back to Miss Dubois' desk and sit and talk.
Shirley, let me tell you something. I was the most picked on and stubborn little dirt dauber back in my day. I told myself that I was never, ever going to see another little chocolate girl go through what I went through. I studied and was valedictorian in my high school class. That was when my parents put me in the cotillion. It was my junior year. All the rich black kids who had connections were there, and then a few of us.
Shirley moves closer to the edge of her seat and puts her elbows on the desk.
We were the scholarship kids. Then it was only about two or three, and the others made sure we knew where we came from. Anywho, it was a tie between me and the mayor's daughter. She was a beauty, but had the personality of a tarantula mixed with a scorpion. Chad, you all right?
No, ma'am. I want to hear about this woman.
Oh, look at the time. I will tell you more about it on Thursday.
On Thursday? I got the job? Oh, my goodness. I got the job.
Now, look, all that celebrating is going to have to wait till after this season is over with.
Shirley gives Miss Dubois a bear hug and runs out the door.
Thanks, Miss Dubois. See you Thursday.
Lord, give me strength with this child here. I will do your will.
Thursday morning, Miss Dubois is opening up the finishing school when the phone rings.
Hello, Miss Dubois Finishing School, where we believe you won't be finished until you want to be.
Miss Dubois, this Milltown Bakery. And we want to let you know we'll be having your usual order for the cotillion this year.
Oh, yes. I will be making the final decisions on the catering this afternoon.
And just to let you know, ma'am, Miss Clough from Bridgewood Academy is trying to take your spot here at the bakery.
Oh, really now? Well, I won't be rushed. Besides, I can always use Unique Design Catering if you're not available. Goodbye.
Shirley pops in from the back room.
Miss Dubois, good morning.
Shirley, you almost made me young again.
I'm sorry, ma'am, but we have to go over these budgets for the cotillion. Did you know that?
Wait, how did you get in here before me? Did I give you a key?
No, ma'am.
Mr. Dubois Finishing School?
Ms. Dubois, this is Captain Sterling of the 4th Precinct. We saw a young woman enter your building just before you got there this morning. She said that she worked for you.
She does. Good day, Captain.
Ms. Dubois looks for Shirley. She finds her in the office working.
Little lady, we gonna talk now.
Now or later now?
Now.